If Ayn Rand was moral, and morality is practical, and her morality stood for life as an absolute, why did she die? She was moral, and morality is practical. And practicality, since her morality holds life as an absolute, so then practicality would promote life. So how could it produce death?
But this is
How could death be the result of holding life as an absolute? Okay. Well, let me just, I want to see, give you a chance. You're always the first, so I'll see if somebody else has a chance. That's not bad. Do you have anything to say about that?
Sure. I think this person is confused in that just because you think something is moral doesn't mean you're going to get it. Just because you behave morally doesn't mean you're going to achieve the ends that you seek. That's not guaranteed.
Well, but
it's a deeper problem than that.
Says morality is practical. So practical, doesn't that mean you're going to get it?
No, it could just mean that it's the best way to get it.
But then it implies you're going to get it? If there's a better or worse way to get something, presumably that's because you can get it.
I think, as I'm using better to mean you have the best chance of achieving your goals.
Okay.
I think the problem here is that he thinks that it just promotes life qua life, and not understanding that it's life qua man's life, and man's life has an end. So how can you promote...
Well, everybody's life has an end. Every species' life.
That's the definition of life. You can't have life if there's not death. Otherwise, you'd be inanimate.
Correct. The life requires
death.
Death. Okay.
So if you're promoting life, the concept of death is folded into the concept of life.
So what's wrong with his reason?
I would say that it's rationalism. It's not tied to any concretes. There's no facts that he's... I mean, they are facts, but they're disconnected from any, like, concrete. It's not saying, like, what is, you know, man's life, or what is life as such, and why do we need, you know, morality in the first place, and then, you know, go from there. Instead, he's taking, you know, facts. They are facts when they're tied to concretes, but he's taking them out of context and then trying to deduce, you know, some other fact.
Yeah, it's not separating ethics or morality from metaphysics, because in metaphysics you know that man's mortal and he can only die or whatever. There's certain limitations when you come to morality that put a context in it, and it seems like he's dropping the context on the medical.
Yeah, be concrete. When you say something is moral, what facts are you presupposing to be able to get to it? I don't understand. But you said that there's alternative of life or death. That you have to do something in order to achieve life. But there's nothing in there that says how long you can achieve life. All you know is life in the context of death is going to come. And morality is following the rules that will keep you here as long and as best as you can. And that is what it means to be practical. So if you keep that in mind, you couldn't ask, well, how could morality end in death? Because the whole thing is, because life ends in death, you need morality. But if you drop this whole context of where does morality and so on come from, and just say, well, you preach that the moral is a practical, right? Without any question, where does the moral come from, etc. And then say, and you hold life as the ultimate practical thing you're aiming at, then... It's just by word. Moral equals practical. Practical equals life. Death is contradictory to life. Therefore, life couldn't be lead to death. Therefore, it must be only life. And therefore, you're contradicting. It's a chain of language. Completely, I worked on it.
It's like you were talking to an airplane pilot and said, if you're flying in the most practical way possible, why doesn't this airplane stay in the air forever?
Yes, yes, yes. That's perfectly good, because I worked out this example. If you had a whole book of rules for how to cook, and you said, well, these are the rules of cooking, and if you follow them, you're going to have good pastry as a result, and, you know, satisfaction is the standard. What the hell, but I get hungry again. So, I mean, I refute your whole thing. And that's exactly because you don't remember what is cooking, what are the rules, or, you know, what are the limitations, nothing. Just A leads to B leads to C, and that's the opposite to D. And that is, to me, is the best...
Didn't the Christian say that life is an absolute, but that doesn't make life interminable?
Very good. As what is the proper use of life as an absolute?
Life is an absolute as a concept of how you would live life. It's finite in how you go about living it, but it doesn't mean that it's indefinite.
Yeah, I think absolute there means you're not going to subject that standard to change across time or variation across society or whatever. It's an absolute for all time and places. And you mustn't compromise. It's an absolute in the sense that you can't take some anti-life actions and some pro-life actions, but that all pertains to how you should behave, what your goal should be aimed at, not that just because they're absolutely aimed at that, it's infinite or eternal. I mean, it's fantastic too.
And then if you achieve that, wouldn't the whole standard of morality would collapse because the standard of value of life is gone. Now, where's the moral system?
Absolutely. If there is no death, why do you... That's an excellent point. If there is no death, why do you have to act a certain way?
A volitional robot that lived forever would have no morality.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely true. Well, you did very well on that. But I think that's a good example to remember from the point of view of rationalism. That is as extreme an example. Example of rationalism as I've ever... Did you ever hear an example on extreme? Of deducing the impossibility of death?
Not that extreme.